problem employees and problem bosses. Thought we'd add that for balance. And if I could tell you a true story, a couple of war stories. I used to work at a place that rhymes with Washington Post, and we had a guy there who was he was in the composing room. He was a printer, and he did not like the management's policies, so he dressed as a Nazi stormtrooper and came to work every day.
And
during his lunch hour or half hour, he would walk up and down in front of the Post building to protest something or other. Well, I don't think members of the general public got it, because he got punched out a couple of times, but he would fall into the category of a problem employee. I once knew a lady who worked for a federal agency, and part of his own problem bosses now, and her boss wanted her to rub his neck. He got tension, and also wanted her to give him eardrops, just to apply eardrops, which she said she declined to do.
Some of these stories are absolutely just remarkable to me.
They really are, and just about everybody has either had a boss like that, had an employee like that, or you are a boss or an employee like that. Just numerous kinds of things, and it's a major disruption. It's funny for us to talk about it, but it can be very disruptive. It can be the biggest single problem an office has is an employee, maybe somebody who doesn't bathe often enough, right, or ever.
You know, I think the perception most people outside the Beltway have of feds is that you can't get rid of bad employees or bad bosses,
right,
for that matter.
Yeah, the government has a longer probation period than most private sector things. And there are ways, there are people who are fired for cause, and there are people who are tormented out of work. But it does seem to be tougher in the federal government. And we're going to have somebody that will talk about how to deal with the problem employee. And then we're trying to get somebody right now to talk about how to deal with the problem boss, which can be an even greater problem. There are two women. Their names escape me, but they will be in the column tomorrow.
Right.
And they wrote a book, and it's called Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, something like that. And anyhow, the point is they did, I think they looked at 60,000 exit interviews, mm-hmm, and found that I think 8 out of 10 employees, some extraordinarily high number percentage, said that the primary reason they left was because of the boss. Hmm. It wasn't pay, it wasn't benefits, it wasn't the work itself, it wasn't lack of training, all the things we hear about in these good government seminars,
right,
but it was a bad boss.
People don't fully understand how difficult being a boss is. You still have your boss,
right,
so you have to manage up, and you have to manage down, and how do you do both of those things and get people so they can talk to you, and it's not as easy as it looks.
Both of my sons and a number of people I've known have been managers, managed fairly large groups, and virtually everybody says the same thing. They spend most of their time not on the mission of the agency,
right,
or what have you, but on personnel issues. And one of my sons got a poster of that movie. Remember the movie The Crying Game?
Yeah.
Because he put it on the wall because he said almost daily someone was in his office crying. Not about a work-related issue, but people continually say it's the toughest part of their job.
And finding the right person and the right people, you know, hiring, mm-hmm, people is always very, very challenging.
Something that I've heard, and you see to some extent even here in our relatively small shop, is their generational differences. I guess I'm part of what they call the silent generation. I'm about a year ahead of the baby boomers. And for people like us, I think particularly men, we come in, do our work, and leave. And some people find that it's cold, and you're colder, and you're indifferent. Other generations, Gen X and Gen Y, you hear anecdotally, and you sometimes see it, that they are constantly having a problem and or they need to be reassured that you're doing a good job every day.
Younger people tend not to, there's not this separation work from 9 to 5 or whatever and life from 5 to 9.
Right.
They operate on iPhones and laptops, yeah, and everything is intermingled. And so that means if you're a boss, all of a sudden you're having to deal with some of those issues in a workplace environment that's very different than I think it was 20 years ago.
I think so. I mean, when everybody in your meeting is looking down with a handheld carrier, got to be very difficult. And I'm also soliciting bad horror stories about bad bosses and bad employees.